y'all haven't seen me in a while. And it's unfortunate that today's topic is going to be the topic that brings Pimp Talk back after a 4-week hiatus. Horrifying. It saddens me. It does sadden me. But I need to explain some things. I'm good at explaining why people act the way they act. I'm good at explaining people's feelings. And a lot of people are wondering two things. Let me get my tags in first. People are always wondering two things. One of them is, why is there women celebrating his death? Why? How could they do that? How could they possibly celebrate a human being? Never in human history have people celebrated when another human being died. I don't think that's ever actually... Oh, yeah. Happens all the fucking time, actually. Doesn't even have to be that serious. People celebrated when...
Niggas like Martin Luther King died. Was it a good thing?
No, but people did it. So celebrating somebody's death,
it just depends on what message that they gave out when they was giving out their message. You see what I'm saying?
And then two, I'm going to have a conversation with the women about why so many niggas treat Kevin Samuels like a messiah. Because it's a very simple reason. They treat Kevin Samuels like a messiah for the same reason. You remember that I told y'all that they hate Russell Wilson? It's because these are points that they have been trying to make for years, and women don't listen to regular niggas. And also, as a black man, you learn very early that black women respond faster to negative things than they do to positive things. Whether or not they respond in the way that you want depends on what reaction you're trying to get. Kevin Samuels was trying to get a negative reaction out of people. Black women are the most sensitive group of people in the world, besides the LGBTQRST, you know what I mean, all the other letters, right? So it's very easy to, if I got on this motherfucking podcast every day and was just mean as hell to black women all day, I'd already be viral. It's not that hard. It's something that he actively was able to do.
Did he have a message? Yes.
Was it a message I fully agreed with? No. Because one thing, I am a Mac. So my whole, everything that I'm trying to teach a motherfucker is, there is no tangible things that you need that will make you a high value man. Okay, I was a high value man when I was working at McDonald's. I was a high value man when I didn't have no motherfucking money, because I am a pimp and I can talk my way into being as high value as a bitch wants me to be. So I never agreed with his thought process. I also never agreed with his thought process on what women are desirable and what women aren't, because you simp ass niggas think everything is desirable. So Kevin Samuels is fucking lying, because you niggas at no point in human history ever had fucking standards, and you never will, no matter how much niggas like me, niggas like Kevin Samuels, niggas like motherfucking Bishop Don Juan and all these other pimps that y'all act like y'all listen to, tell you that you need value as a man, you're not gonna fucking have it. So when Kevin Samuels is giving all of these tangible things that make you a high value man, I've seen all of these niggas, rich niggas with cars and houses and businesses, simp out for women with money. I mean, simp out for women with kids. That's fat, that's broke, that don't know shit, and that won't do shit. As long as they're fucking and sucking good, you niggas are gonna simp. So he, all of that high value shit he was talking is cap. It's perspective. You niggas don't have fucking standards. Y'all are begging for standards. So I can't fuck with his message. So when people ask me, why don't I fuck with Kevin Samuels' message, that's why. Because you having 6 figures does not make you any less of a simp-ass nigga. And if she's fucking you because you got 6 figures, you're a simp. And a nigga with 7 figures can take your bitch. And a nigga with 3 figures can take your bitch. Because you don't have a mind. You just got her unrealistic semblance of what a wallet is. And if that's the case, you don't got the bitch. So I don't fuck with his message. But let's start with women. Let's start there. Ladies, you absolutely should not be happy or motherfucking enjoying the fact that this man died. That is fucking ridiculous. It is ridiculous, it's trash, it's wrong, and you would never want somebody to do that to you or some of your family members. But unfortunately, in the black community, this is how the fuck we act. This is how the fuck we act. Because I can tell you right now, if it was a woman out here that was constantly bashing men and constantly bashing men and constantly bashing men, and there's a few, if one of them died, there would be men right now happy that that bitch died. It's not right. But it's how people act. If all that tells me is that Kevin Samuels was able to incite real emotion out of people, whether it was love, whether it was hate, he was able to incite real emotion. If a motherfucker is happy that you died, you didn't touch their heart. Period. If a motherfucker gets happy when you die, you done hit him somewhere. So with that, it shows Kevin Samuels has some real influence. You see what I'm saying? Did some of his points make sense? Absolutely fucking right. They did. So of course, there's gonna be certain people who really disagree with his points that are going to hate that shit. There's going to be certain people who really do agree with his points, and he did have points, that are going to love that shit, and they're going to defend him. I'm going to talk about how he died in a minute. But I don't approve of a motherfucker happy that he died, but do I understand it? Yes. Yes, there's certain people that have died since I've been alive that I was happy that they died. It's fucked up, but it's an emotion you can't stop. You can't stop yourself from, you will in your mind enjoy something regardless. You can't stop yourself from that. So I understand it. I don't agree with it. Okay? Just like, there's a lot of men that say Kevin Samuels changed their life. Changed their life. Nobody pointed out the fact that his mother found out via social media. Unfortunately, Kevin Samuels is a social media personality. So it would make sense that his mother found out via social media, because he's a social media personality. So people will go immediately to social media with his type of situation, unfortunately. So it does make sense. That's the police's fault, or that means that he did not have his mother as an emergency contact when they took him to the morgue. Because if they did, she would have been the first person that they called, because he's on the emergency contact. She has to do that. Is not other people's problem, unfortunately. Which I feel bad for her. And the people that know her and know him will feel bad for her. But a lot of people not gonna give a fuck. Because that's context. And that's not context that he gave to a lot of women. You see what I'm saying? There is a lot of women. That is a lot of women who feel as though he was an actual detriment to black women. Whether or not people that understood the nuances of everything that he's done, everything that he's said, all of the messages that he's put out, what has been perpetuated to the world, and a stereotype that he has not necessarily denied, is that he has been a detriment to black women. So there's a lot of black women who are happy that that message will cease. Regardless of, look, I can tell you right now, and I know this because I'm in a very similar space than Kevin Samuels. If you just watch a clip of Pimp Talk, I'd be saying the craziest fucking shit in human history. I'm also a comedian. So sometimes I say shit in the frame of a joke. So if a motherfucker saw a clip of Pimp Talk and I went viral because I said some mean shit about women, I am a pimp. I gotta deal with that. And you want me to tell you what he did? He dealt with it. Great. Gracefully. He dealt with the love. He dealt with the hate. Because there was a point where everybody just loved his message and his message only had 5,000-10,000 people watching it. Once people started hating Kevin Samuels, he got rich. He was thanking the haters because those are the people, just like the Kardashians, just like others, that the hate is the reason they made millions of dollars, not the love. Because if the love was all they had, they'd still be broke. I would call it a detriment, them getting away with shit they shouldn't be. Can't blame them though. Look. I don't got time for you niggas on here that don't get bitches and got problems with things that bitches say. Not saying that you personally don't get bitches, but there's been a lot of people that's like, well, if women didn't do this, I don't got time for your motherfucking soapbox with these hoes because women don't do that to me. Women don't get away with shit with me, so I don't understand that.
You see what I'm saying?
Do women do crazy shit? Maybe. They don't do crazy shit to me because I know how to fuck to handle bitches. Kevin Samuels wasn't teaching y'all how to handle bitches. Kevin Samuels was teaching y'all that bitches need to change. Bitches ain't finna change. You change the bitch. And that's one of the reasons why I ain't fuck with his message. But I did fuck with his grind. I did fuck with his influence. I did fuck with the way that he handled his business because he made sure that even through the love, through the hate, through the indifference, he elevated. And he grew. And he never stayed stagnant. And he never stayed the same. And he kept making sure that his brand was growing to the top. And I respect that. As a black man to another black man, I respect that. And that inspired me, I swear, that did. If none of his words inspired me, the way that he grew his podcast definitely inspired me. So I can say that I was inspired by Kevin Samuels. I can say that. Without him ever speaking a word, because he said some shit that I did agree with. I'm not going to sit here and say that nothing he said made sense. He said some shit I agreed with. But if I'm going to ever say I was inspired by Kevin Samuels, you good? Everybody shout out to Nichelle Elise. She wanted to join the podcast, so she turned on the garbage disposal in the middle of me shooting. You know, no big deal, right? Shout out to Nichelle Elise. So he may have said, he said some things that I did agree with. I don't like his overall messages. No, but he said some things that I did agree with. But his grind, you have to respect. You have to respect his grind. You have to respect his growth. You have to respect the way that he handled himself. And I did. I respected that. Now, every single one of you stupid ass bitches. Oh, for all the people that want to know, hilarious shit. Okay, so this is the only part about his death that's funny. Everybody, oh, no, death ain't funny. Everything's funny. Everything's funny in some way, shape, or form. Is he your OG? No. No nigga that dresses like Kevin Samuels can call himself my OG. No. I'm sorry. Some of his messages are cool.
I cannot personally ever call a nigga that dresses like Kevin Samuels my OG. None of my OGs ever dressed like that. I don't know. I don't know about y'all OGs. Maybe y'all OGs dress like that. My OGs don't dress like that. So with that, we gonna get past that question. But for everybody that was wondering how Kevin Samuels passed, so he was with a bitch, right? They went to a hotel room, apparently, from what she said. He was on a little cocaine, right? They was laid up, fucking. He felt like he was having some heart problems. She said that she wanted to try to help him get, but before she could get him off of her, he died and fell on her. Dead. Heart attack. We've seen this in so many movies and television shows. The old white man. That, you know what I mean, you line them up, they get some of that good box, they have a heart attack. So, I don't know if it was the bitch or if it was the cocaine, but he did die in the company of a woman, which for Kevin Samuels, that saved a lot of his legacy at the end. Because can't no woman now try to make any type of, oh, he was gay and this, this, and that. Yeah, the nigga had a little zest to him. I'm going to go ahead and say it. The nigga was sus as fuck to me. He was way too zesty for me. But can't women cannot tarnish his legacy and his death by calling him he was probably gay and this and that. At least he died with a white and a black girl. Oh. You got it? You caught it? That was such a good joke. Man, I am good at this shit, god damn it. He died with that white and that black woman. You see what I'm saying? So happy for him.
You know,
that if anybody's gonna go out, if anybody's gonna go out, it should be late 50s, 60s, with a bitch. You see what I'm saying? That white girl in your nose, nice hotel. You see what I'm saying? Right when you see that box, see what I'm saying? See them titties, like, oh my God, my life is so fire. I'm Kevin Samuels. I'm a podcaster, this white girl, this black woman. And I'm dead. And I could just live like that. I could die like that. I ain't gonna lie. This nigga finna go to heaven. No, I'm not gonna lie. With the way that he be talking, this nigga's gonna go to heaven, absolutely. Because apparently, all of the bad people be in heaven. From the way that the Bible worked. But with that, he probably was repenting in front of that box, right? So he gonna be in heaven. And what is God gonna be like? No, you can't come to heaven? Does it even count that you have sex before marriage if you've been married 3 times? He didn't already try it. It ain't work. God ain't finna trip. Go ahead, bro. You good. That shit fire. It's a good way to go out, man. We do not disrespect the dead. So that's a good way to go out for that man. That's how I feel. But all of you little weirdo-ass niggas that's out here acting like Kevin Samuels changed your motherfucking life, if you spend your days, because his podcast be hours long, if you spend your days listening to that zesty-ass nigga tell women that they need to get their value up and you would fuck them, I'm going to discredit you as a nigga. Because those same bitches that you was agreeing wasn't high value, if a motherfucker posted that bitch on Facebook and said she wasn't high value, you'd be under them comments like, I'd fuck, I'd date her, you crazy, she got a good body, black women are queens. Because you think you could get some pussy on Facebook, but you and you around Kevin Samuels and you know a motherfucker ain't watching, you can be as mean to a bitch as you want to be. You ain't finna get no bodybuilder bitch, nigga, shut up. It's cool. And you don't even want that hoe. I could tell you right now, the bitches that Kevin Samuels is saying is high value, y'all don't want these hoes. Y'all don't want these hoes. I could tell you right now, y'all, if y'all ain't never dated a stripper before, y'all don't want none of the bitches that Kevin Samuels has ever said was high value.
You cannot listen to a nigga that called Beyonce and Rihanna a 9. Shut up. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Okay? Y'all niggas would the bitches that he was saying was not high value is in y'all house right now and y'all got 3 kids with them. That's why they got 3 kids. How can you say a bitch is high value for having 3 kids and you got the 3 kids she got? Them bitches is in your house. I've seen them. So why y'all over here talking shit? Those are the same bitches y'all are fucking and impregnating. So if they low value bitches, your sex with them lowered their value. That's crazy. If a bitch fuck me, her value goes up. She fuck you, the value goes down. A bitch has one of my kids, she is excited. She has one of your kids, she's at the hospital. My bad, the clinic. Let's be 1,000 about it. Bitches be really having life decisions about the kids that y'all be putting in them, and y'all out here calling bitches low value, y'all be fucking these hoes. Raise the value of yourself, and then you can start to being choosy once the hoes get there. You be choosy when the hoes get there. You don't start to being choosy before the hoes is there. You, Kevin Samuels, that beggars can be choosers. Nigga, you can have all the money that you want. Have y'all ever seen the Boondocks episode when Granddad went on his do it big trip? Y'all remember that, right? Granddad would technically be a high value man at that point. He got his money together. He got a house. He doing all of this shit, and he was there, and none of them bitches did not want to worry about fucking Granddad. Why? Because you need more than money, you guys. You need more than a good house and a good job. There's a lot of niggas right now with a good house and a good job and good money that can't get no pussy. That's why prostitutes exist. Y'all be bullshitting. Kevin Samuels is cool for what he cool for. Now that you done got the Kevin Samuels message, who gonna teach you how to actually talk to the bitch when you get to her? Because Kevin Samuels done told you everything that bitches like except for the words that they like to hear when you talk to him. So what you finna say to the bitch? You finna say some Kevin Samuels shit to the bitch and it's gonna work? How many of you niggas is listening to Kevin Samuels and also getting new bitches? I won't see that. Show me the new bitches you got from the shit that Kevin Samuels is saying. Because I can show you messages from niggas getting bitches from the shit that I be saying. Because I'm gonna help a nigga get a bitch. Meanwhile, he gonna help you get a job. That's cool, but that's not what you was listening to him for. You a man, you supposed to already have a job. You a man, you supposed to not want to be fat. These niggas talking about, oh, Kevin Samuels like, oh, these niggas is fat and this. First off, bitches is on Twitter right now saying they want a nigga over 200 pounds. Twin snapping in the background, she like fat niggas. I done seen it. I'm sorry. These niggas, and I'm not talking about the type of fat, like the nigga got fat everything, like he an offensive lineman. Nah, she like them beer belly ass, little ass niggas. She like that shit. That's her shit. As long as they got good eyebrows, that's her shit. You see what I'm saying? If you got dimples, you got good eyebrows, and you don't take care of your fucking stomach, yet you're vegan, somehow it's gonna work. If you can somehow be fat as fuck while also not eating things that make you fat as fuck, she's gonna love you. That doesn't sound like nothing Kevin Samuels done ever said. You know why? Because there's nuances to bitches. Have you ever thought about that part? Have you niggas ever thought about the fact that there's nuances to bitches? That not every bitch wants a rich nigga that got a six pack, you see what I'm saying, in a Ferrari. Not every bitch wants that.
Not forever.
You know what I mean? I definitely got a motherfucking Dodge Dart outside and ain't no pussy getting missed on. Not one piece of vagina was lost because they saw my Dodge Dart. I ain't even washed that bitch.
It rained. That bitch ain't even washed. I bet you I can get you some pussy right now. I can get some pussy in that bitch right now.
And you know why Kevin Samuels would call a nigga like me high value? Because I'm getting money out these hoes. So I don't actually have any of my own money. I got these hoes' money. So technically, I'm not high value. But I bet you your bottom dollar that Kevin Samuels can't teach me one new thing about getting a bitch. And that's why you listen to me and not Kevin Samuels. Because Kevin Samuels not going to tell you how to explain to a bitch what she wants, because that's what you are. You are what a bitch want. Listen to what I said. Somebody just commented. Not every woman know what they want. Perfect. Now you can be that answer. Oh, you don't know, bitch? I know what you want, bitch. Me, bitch, right now. That's what you want. She don't got no frame of reference for anything else. That's how they get me. If she don't know what she want, and you the only thing that's there, because you make sure you're the only thing that's there, then the bitch wants you. And now what else she want? Kevin Samuels make people think that it's on you, not in you. You gotta have it in you. You gotta get it in here. Kevin Samuels think it's right here and right here and right here. You see what I'm saying? And I don't fuck with that. But I do fuck with his grind. Rest in peace, Kevin Samuels. While I'm disagreeing with his message again, rest in peace, Kevin Samuels. That's the thing. It's in here. And he made you think it was in here and in here. And I don't fuck with that. I used to be a weak ass nigga. This used to not be here. God damn it. I used to be a stick figure. I was pulling holes as a stick figure. I was pulling holes when I didn't have money and I didn't have fucking jewelry around my neck and my hair wasn't longer than theirs. I've been pulling holes since I had a fucking disgusting ass afro in $20 glasses because I had fucking game. And as long as you know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, I could pull holes in your outfits. And I done seen how the fuck y'all be dressing, and I can still pull a bitch. Niggas talking about Balenciaga shoes. I was pulling bitches in McDonald's work shoes. It's about what you do. And when you do it and how you do it. That's why when motherfuckers listen to Pimp Talk, they get bitches. Motherfuckers listen to Kevin Samuels and they wait for the bitches to come to them at the club. First off, Pimp Talk, you gonna bring hoes to the club. Then they go out and bring the bitches back. Let me teach y'all something. A nigga like Kevin Samuels will tell you bring 100,000 to the club. I'ma tell you bring 3 bitches and tell them go twerk on other bitches. Then they gonna come back to the spot that you at, because that's what he's sitting down at. So now, instead of them having to go back out to get more bitches, the bitches just gonna twerk right here because they got a place to sit. You don't even need a bottle then. They just got a place to sit. Kevin Samuels don't teach shit like that. He teach you to go buy 10 bottles because you got more money now. I don't need a bottle to pull a bitch at a club.
Rest in peace, Kevin Samuels.
While I'm agreeing with his message, disagreeing with his message again.
Rest in peace to Kevin Samuels. Shout out to his podcast. That shit is fire. How he did it. I just don't like the message. I don't like it. Because It's something about not having to do nothing for the bitch, but choosing to if you want to. You want me to tell you the best thing about me? I don't got to take none of my hoes on a date this weekend. I'm probably going to take one of my hoes on a date this weekend. They're going to appreciate it more because I didn't have to. See what I'm saying? Meanwhile, the bitch gotta have some type of obligation to fuck you because of the money you got, right? Do y'all really just honestly believe that hundreds of thousands of dollars just make actual high value women's box wet? High value looking women. Some of y'all got cute baby mamas right now that you wanna murder. Is that bitch high value? It doesn't matter how attractive she is, right?
Well, see, Kevin Samuels don't explain shit like that. All of these hoes is low value in comparison to you because you a Mac, ain't you not? I am the high value. And bitches like designer. Let me run that back for the people in the back. I am the high value and bitches like designer. So where they coming? Where they gonna come to? And high value don't mean high income. High value don't mean high platform on your motherfucking Alexander McQueen shoes. It don't mean that. Twin, you got anything to say? I'm done. I'm done preaching right now.
I'm crying
over here. I'm done preaching over here. Because this is the type of shit that pisses me off. And I love you guys. But Kevin Samuels ain't nobody fucking savior. He was a great entertainer. Okay? He's not nothing to be fucking inspired by, because that's why you niggas don't have no hoes. And I know y'all don't got no hoes, because I'm fucking the bitches that y'all are in love with. I know y'all don't got no hoes. It's niggas out here living with the other baby daddy and shit.
That's awesome.
I know you niggas. Am I tripping? Anything,
no,
anything.
I know.
Anything.
No, you're not tripping, bro.
You're a high value woman.
Yeah.
It's crazy how people just assume, okay, you as a high value woman, you're still a young woman who sometimes just does things off emotion.
Uh-huh. What?
I do it too. I'm a whole Mac. I be liking hoes every once in a while.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It happens.
Oh yeah, it happens.
Kevin Samuels. Yeah, Kevin Samuels will make a bitch feel bad for making a mistake.
Oh yeah.
How about niggas stop shooting a fucking club up? First off, ladies, I don't give a fuck how good it is. If that nigga take the condom off and you didn't do it, that is rape. So you did that. Okay. So you did that. I'm going to run this back one more time. If that nigga take the condom off and you didn't want to, that is rape. So if you let it happen afterwards, you got to deal with the consequences of that. You can report that. That can be a criminal offense. And you ain't snitching on the nigga that you like. Okay. What the fuck is wrong with you niggas? First off, so ladies, the ones that didn't happen, because I know how you bitches is. Well, I don't like latex and all that other shit. You like kids. And you better, and it better be before 6 weeks for the ones that live in Texas. I'm sorry, you got to deal with that. It better be before 6 weeks. You better find out quick. Or you're in a situation. So it's on some of the ladies. You have to, if this is what you want, you got to force that shit. If you want it to go like this, if you want some of this Johnson, but you don't want Pimp Talk Jr., put that fucking hat on. Okay? And if I disagree with the hat, then sex done right then. Ain't no sex happening. I'm sorry. Sometimes you gotta let a motherfucker know what it is, what it ain't, what it might be, and what it never will be.
Yes, sir. These niggas are trying.
And I'm not just putting it on the men, because a lot of these bitches like raw dick. You like that shit. And since you like that shit, you better hope that that nigga been fucking other bitches or been jacking off, because if not, you probably gonna get pregnant. Niggas ain't good with that. You better hope your nigga got it. See, then you gotta hope niggas got other bitches and clean. Because if he don't got no other bitches, you probably gonna get pregnant. If he got other bitches and he not clean, you gonna get something that ain't pregnant. So you gotta hope that not only is this dick in use, so it's not just quick shooting, and you gotta hope it's been detailed.
Throw up. I'm about to talk about
detail. You gotta hope it's been detailed. God damn it, because if not, then you're risking it out here. Or hats. Motherfuckers be like, oh, well, hats don't change. Oh, it changes a lot. Okay. No, it doesn't stop everything, but it does stop 99.9876542. You need to try that shit.
Yup.
All I'm saying is, a pimp been fucking, a pimp ain't got no kids. Hats. And I ain't talking about motherfucking
from Lids.
I just went on DoorDash. I ordered me some breakfast. That bitch said, would you also like some hats? I'm like, hold up now. What do you think I'm Netflix and chilling in the morning with a bitch? Let me get two packs of them hoes, goddammit. Because I might be, motherfucker. Because hats, safety. DoorDash is trying to take care of you. Shout out to DoorDash. DoorDash. Make sure not to eat all the shit that come through DoorDash because sometimes they give you shit that ain't food. I like that commercial. You know the commercial where people be like eating shit that ain't like you could. It's funny because you know because they can DoorDash more than just food. So they can eat tape and shit. I got two packs of them hats.
Right.
Okay. Now, am I finna use said hats today with the bitch that I'm finna go fuck? If God is willing, no. But I'm, but I'ma have the hats just in case, goddammit. Just in case, goddammit.
Nah, she need to let me go ahead, yeah.
No safety on the Glock. Man, once I start making jokes like this, it's young got the pen. I don't put no holes on the strip and use a smooth talker, a swift hand to break down the bitch. It's the respect that I get, energy, effort. It's the time that is spent, and my time is money, so they're gonna reimburse every cent. And if that don't make sense, shout out to Michelle Elise.
I'm ugly right now.
Rare Form is gonna be coming out very soon.
June 2022.
Please be ready.
Y'all make sure to go stream
Pay For It and What They Want right now. Usually I would plug my podcast, but a lot of y'all are already subscribed. So subscribe again. I love you guys.